There was a stretch of time when I was really struggling to stay on track. I even shared it on the podcast. I have so many ideas. I had so much I wanted to create, but actually focusing and staying on track felt like wading through the fog. And yet, of course, sometimes I think it's the coffee, but no, my morning coffee ritual has always and will always be sacred. It's that first sip, the aroma, the quiet moment before the day begins. It truly lights up my soul. I've always found mushrooms and coffee to be beneficial, but this one is extra special and I really want to share it with you. I've started using Everyday Dose for my morning ritual. This is coffee plus benefits. It's real coffee blended with lion's mane and chaga mushrooms, collagen protein, and nootropics, and it tastes just like coffee. The coffee you already love, but it gives you this smooth, clean energy that carries you through the day. I didn't experience a crash, no jitters, and it became a part of my morning rhythm now, and I'm just so grateful to use it in the morning, and I'm so happy that I get to share this with you. So right now, for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts, plus enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. Has a way of reordering things in your favor. So when you stop trying to micromanage everything, micromanage the magic, and also if stuff does go sideways, like the missed email or the travel hiccup or the awkward miscommunication, then just take it as a wink from the cosmos. As hard as it is, take it as a wink. You're being rerouted, and this rerouting, even though if you don't know it yet, it's a miracle. So right now, the best spell you can cast is gentleness. Be gentle with yourself and with others and with the process, because gentleness isn't weakness. It's wisdom in motion. It's how we stay open enough for grace to land. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And I've been trying to get these Witchy Wednesdays up earlier in the day, like I do for the Magic Mondays. But you know, sometimes the universe has its own posting schedule. And this one is just arriving fashionably late because my throat, as you might be able to hear, decided to go on strike. I mean, I've got just a little tonsil infection. I'm totally fine. Just keeping things a little shorter this week while I let my voice rest. Funny enough, Taurus, where the full moon just peaked this morning, actually rules the throat and vocal cords. So of course, this week's full moon lit up Taurus, a sign that's all about stability and comfort and grounding, the earthy opposite of Scorpio season's deep emotional waters, you know? When the moon peaks in Taurus, it asks, what feels steady? And where have you been clinging to comfort instead of trusting change? So anyway, if you feel a little extra stubborn or nostalgic, even maybe even emotional the past few days, well, that's totally normal for a Taurus full moon. It tends to illuminate what we hold on to for safety, even when we've outgrown it. So now that the peak has passed, we've moved into the waning phase. This is where we start to release the energy that we built up under the full moon as that begins to dissolve, and making space for reflection and gratitude and just letting go. So if you didn't do any full moon ritual the night of or in the morning at 5:19 a.m. Pacific time, 8:19 a.m. Eastern time, don't worry, you're not too late. This soft afterglow is actually the best time to integrate what's to come. Truly, maybe light a candle, make some tea, just ask yourself, what did this moon show me that I'm ready to release? And it doesn't have to be dramatic. It could be a habit or a fear or a self-doubt or just tension you've been carrying. This phase is about unwinding and not forcing. I know for myself, it's about when I get that deep nudge, someone asks me to do something and I have a people-pleasing habit of being like, yeah, I can totally do that because I know I can. But then I get a deep intuitive nudge like, no, don't do that. They can go about it a different way. This could just get messier if you help out, maybe even. And then if I don't listen to that intuitive nudge and I just people please, stuff does go awry. It's better to just right away know your limits, know your boundaries, know you don't need to spread yourself thin, and just right away say no if ultimately it's not going to work out anyway. So that's what I'm working on, the people pleasing thing, still at 35. I know, but we all have our thing, right? Anyway, Taurus also reminds me to come back to the body and to the physical world. So if you're feeling tired or even scatterbrained, and maybe the best thing to do would be to eat something grounding, get some oatmeal, have a nice giant Buddha bowl with rice and your favorite protein and veggies, and move gently, touch nature, take a long bath. The simplest acts are often the most magical. And honestly, that's been my medicine this week. Listening to my body, speaking softly because I have to since my tonsil is inflamed, and letting silence be enough. This waning moon invites us to do exactly that and to rest in what's real and let everything else fall away. All right, with that said, I believe it is time to do a little tarot deck. Actually, let's do oracle deck pull. I'm going to do the Queen of the Moon oracle deck again because it's a full moon day. Let's see what the cards have in store for us. Universe has in store. Oh, okay, it's gonna be one of these. The ton just fell out. I'm grabbing the pile that fell. And whoa, this one resonates. At least the picture does. It's really cool. It's almost like an Alice in Wonderland. Little small Alice is looking into a giant keyhole, into a portal of a whole other world. It's card number 3, realization, which is a waxing crescent. With self-awareness comes realization. Knowledge is power. Self-examination of your role within a situation is important. Ooh, yep, that hits. I have timely self-awareness and act upon my realizations. As we move into the early waxing cycle, light begins to shine upon the shadows, illuminating what is. This is the beginning of a powerful process. Realization. When we decide to really examine our lives without fear or favor, it can be hard. This is no doubt an act of courage. We might not like what we discover after all. Yet without self-awareness and the will to act upon those realizations, whether we perceive them as a negative or a positive, we do not get to change and grow. The realization that we have a pattern, a bad habit, or a behavior that is causing us pain is a powerful position. Even though we may feel worry and pain around this discovery, we can then take personal responsibility to change our situation. Since we know our current position, knowing ourselves more completely enables us to accept ourselves more readily and to dare to love exactly who we are. And the companion stone for it is aventurine. All right, so now that we've exhaled the full moon energy and jumped into our Wednesday ritualistic reading, let's talk about what's next in the cosmos. Because Mercury is doing her backwards dance again. All right, so let's talk about how to actually move through this energy because, you know, Mercury retrograde honestly has such a dramatic reputation. And every time it rolls around, of course, I see the memes like don't text your ex or don't travel, don't sign anything, wrap yourself in crystals and hide. Honestly, yeah, it really does feel messy often. It doesn't have to be chaos though. It doesn't. Or you just accept it's coming and you start things with grace. We'll talk about it. We'll do a little Mercury retrograde survival kit. But if you know what to work with, Mercury retrograde can actually be a beautiful align and introspective time. All right, so quick pause because I have to tell you about this book that completely took over my weekend. It's called Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, and it's a romance starring a demon, and I actually found it pretty cozy. This one's a paranormal romance, which I'm obviously very into. Think literal grumpy sunshine energy. She's an angel named Sunshine, and he's a demon with a mysterious forgotten past, and it's the ultimate forbidden love setup, right? The book mixes humor and heart and just the right amount of heat, if you know what I'm saying. So it's the kind of story that reminds you why the grumpy sunshine trope is such a favorite, right? The banter, the tension, the redemption arc. Oh my gosh, it's so good. For those of you who love romantic fantasy fictions, you must read this. I started it thinking I'd read a couple chapters, and then I was up for a while laughing out loud, totally invested in this Family of Demons. Aurora Asher writes with so much wit and charm. And yeah, you can't help rooting for every single one of them. Plus the cover, the teal and yellow combo. It's just beautiful. Anyway, it's honestly the perfect spooky season read. It's not too dark or scary. It's just cozy and funny and romantic and, of course, a little spicy, which we love. And so if you love books like My Roommate is a Vampire by Jenna Levine or the Travis Baldry's Legends and Lattes series, then this is 100% your vibe. Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher is out now wherever books are sold, and there's a deluxe limited edition with gorgeous stenciled edges and bonus content, but only while supplies last. So grab it while you can. Again, that's Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, a feel-good paranormal romance that'll totally charm the demon lover and angel believer in you. I've been talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth for a while now, and for good reason, the herbal supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. It's trusted by women all over the world, with more than 50,000 reviews and 98% recommending it to loved ones. And now you can take those results even further by pairing it with Happy Mammoth's prebiotic collagen protein, which is science-backed. I'll tell you all about it. This unique blend is designed to restore gut lining integrity, which plays a major role in supporting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and keep you feeling satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and support general well-being. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can actually amplify your hormone harmony results so you can feel more like yourself again. And as someone in her mid-30s, I've really enjoyed adding the prebiotic collagen protein to my daily routine. Again, I'm delighted by the fact that it's backed by science and it's become a simple treat I look forward to whether I'm blending it into a smoothie or just mixing it up on the go. And the best part, Happy Mammoth is fully dedicated to women's health. Again, their products are made with science-backed ingredients, so no compromise ever, so you know you're getting quality that actually works. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MAGIC for 15% off today. Mercury retrograde isn't trying to ruin your life. It's just trying to reroute it. It's like the universe is saying, hang on, love. You missed something important. Notice it. It's a cosmic do-over. So instead of bracing for breakdowns, think of it as a celestial quality check. The universe is simply proofreading our plans, right? Mercury rules communication and technology and travel. So yes, those are the areas that tend to get a bit wobbly in our lives. Emails may be sent to the wrong person, whoops, or double booked plans, or there might be weird texts that don't land how you meant for them to. You might also be misinterpreting some texts. We will expect the wobble, okay? That's where we give ourselves grace. We're gonna expect the wobble. We can meet it with patience instead of panic. And astrologically, Mercury's retrograde motion flows through four phases, and knowing them honestly really helps you stay in the rhythm and gives yourself grace in the chaos. So at first we have the pre-shadow. Starts a couple of weeks before the official retrograde, so we're in that now, and you'll notice little hiccups, miscommunications, or repeating themes. I'll tell you what, as a realtor, yes. That's Mercury's sneak peek. Now the retrograde. It's coming right up. November 9th, the full slowdown. Clarity gets a bit fuzzy. Timing shifts and the universe says pause. Then of course the turning point when Mercury pauses before moving forward again, it's the deep inhale before you speak type of feeling, type of experience. Then we've got the post-shadow. Yeah, there's a post-shadow. It's a 2-week cool down period. Sounds like a lot, but things recalibrate, lessons integrate, and that's why jumping back into decisions too fast can feel crunchy, so to speak. So if you've been feeling foggy or emotional or like your timing's just completely off, that is okay. Mercury is giving you space to review and then refine and realign. So let's talk about how to work with it practically and magically. This is your Mercury retrograde survival kit, where I would say magic meets mindfulness. So double check everything. Reread that email. Check your attachments. Confirm the dates. Just be more gracious, more graceful, more mindful. This isn't about being paranoid. It's about presence. And that might reveal something that actually needed your attention. Back up your digital world. All right. Mercury loves a little tech glitch. So save those files. Update those passwords. Maybe clean up that messy desktop from 2021. All right. Decluttering your tech space is peak retrograde beauty. Now, I'll be flying. Some of you will likely be flying during this time. Travel with softness. If you're flying, like I am, add a little buffer to your plans. I go to the airport early. I go to the airport early, whether it's Mercury retrograde or not, but I'm going to definitely make sure I get there early. Bring snacks, download the playlist, and just expect delays with humor. Like, yeah, of course. Mercury's detours often lead exactly where you need to be. That's how I like to think of it. And then sign with intention. So if you have to sign something big, this could be a lease, a contract, a project. Do not freak out. Just move slowly, read carefully, ask questions, and listen to your intuition in the meantime, the whole time. If your body tenses up and you have the ability to, wait a day if you can, or just take a long pause. If it feels grounded and aligned, then go ahead consciously, but not impulsively. So Mercury retrograde is the master of mixed signals. So take your time with words, clarify gently, and don't assume tone through text, okay? That's going to be a huge thing. I try not to do that anyway. Sometimes it's hard not to, right? But don't always assume that tone. And remember that your energy says more than your language ever could. Also journal about what's resurfacing. You've got the old patterns, your relationships, ideas. Not everything that comes back is meant to stay. So some things just want closure. Perhaps write letters you'll never send, or take a nice long salt bath. Walk outside. I know a lot of you are nature girlies. Let's connect with our nature. And I truly do believe as well that stillness is its own spell. Now, this one's unique, but I would say trust the re's, quote unquote. So like reflect, revisit, reconnect, review, realign. Mercury retrograde is about the rewords. They're your map. When you move with that rhythm instead of fighting it, life starts sinking again. This particular retrograde begins in Sagittarius and then moves back into Scorpio. So Sagittarius energy, it's bold, it's honest, and sometimes a little too unfiltered. I'd say it's the philosopher, it's the truth seeker, the storyteller. So early in this retrograde, you might feel that urge to speak freely and just make big moves, big bold moves. But Mercury in Sagittarius is whispering to you, like, think before you leap, right? Sometimes the truth needs to simmer before it's served, if you know what I mean. So when Mercury slides back into Scorpio midway through, things might even get a little deeper. Fair warning, okay? A little more emotional, more private. Scorpio energy loves a mystery and craves transformation. So do not be surprised if you find yourself on old relationships or ideas or versions of yourself. That's Scorpio helping you tie up your loose ends, so to speak. So together, Sagittarius and Scorpio make this retrograde about beliefs and direction and transformation. So Sagittarius asks, what do you believe about your path? And then Scorpio whispers, what truth are you ready to face? It's not punishment, it's perspective. Mercury's giving you a chance to step back and ask, is the road I'm on still mine? Remember, retrograde doesn't mean reverse, always. I'd say it means review. If things slow down or stall, it's okay. It's okay. If something falls through, it's probably making room for something better. And if you're just feeling foggy or unsure, then breathe. Clarity always comes after the slowdown. So for now, this is your permission slip to rest and reflect and recalibrate and to laugh when Mercury inevitably throws a curveball. Because when you meet cosmic chaos with humor and softness, it loses its sting. You're not cursed. You're just being fine-tuned. So as we wrap up this Witchy Wednesday, I keep noticing how the universe never misses a beat when it comes to delivering the same message in different forms. So the Taurus full moon, Mercury retrograde, even my little tonsil flare up, they're all saying the same thing. Slow down, soften your edges, let the noise clear before you speak. the days after a full moon are made for exhaling, I'd say. So we've seen what needed to be seen, but now we let it settle. And Taurus is teaching us to ground that awareness and to bring it into the body, into something steady and real. And then Mercury retrograde adds its own reminder on top of that, reminding us that before you rush ahead or reread the map, check that it still points to where you actually want to go. So slowing down doesn't mean you're falling behind. It means you're sinking back with yourself. This is integration season for your body and your emotions and your plans and your purpose. Mercury retrograde gets such a bad rep, but really it's just a cosmic pause button, a call to review and to realign and to make sure your energy matches your intentions. And when you honor that, you start to notice what's truly meant for you and what was only ever meant to teach you. So maybe this week, you listen before you explain and you breathe before you react. Rest before you try to fix things or pause, always pause. The universe has a way of reordering things in your favor. So when you stop trying to micromanage everything, micromanage the magic. And also if stuff does go sideways, like the missed email or the travel hiccup or the awkward miscommunication, then just take it as a wink from the cosmos. As hard as it is, take it as a wink. You're being rerouted. And this rerouting, even though if you don't know it yet, it's a miracle. So right now, the best spell you can cast is gentleness. Be gentle with yourself and with others and with the process. Because gentleness isn't weakness. It's wisdom in motion. It's how we stay open enough for grace to land. So now I'm going to give myself grace and rest my voice now. But before I go, if you've been feeling tired of doom scrolling or craving something that engages your mind in a slower, unique, honest way, I really recommend checking out Substack. It's somewhat new. I think it's been around since this podcast. It's new to me, but just found it to be such a breath of fresh air. A space for deeper thoughts and genuine reflections in a unique format that captivates me. And I feel like many of you might like Substack as well as a new social media platform. So you can find me at my regular username, Raquelle Mantra, RAQUELLE, Mantra, MANTRA. But I'm gonna go rest my voice now, give these tonsils some extra love. I'll likely record my Freaky Friday on Friday, like I did for this episode on a Wednesday, because I really needed my voice to rest. So unless I'm feeling 100% tomorrow, you'll be getting your Freaky Friday episode later in the day on Friday. But we'll see. I might try to get it in the morning. And then if for whatever reason this is still the case on Monday, which I doubt, then Magic Monday may also be recorded on Monday itself. We'll see. We're going to just trust in the flow. It really just depends on how my voice is feeling, how my tonsils are, how this infection is. And I had to take a lot of pauses for this episode to go heal. But I hope that this episode resonated with you in some way. And I just want to make sure, yeah, the next few episodes sound clear and feel intentional. Also, let me know. Someone brought to my attention recently that the episodes were a bit quiet. So hopefully this episode is loud enough where you can play it wherever you are, whatever's going on, even if you're in a subway and it's really loud. Let me know though if it's still too quiet. And yeah, anyway, cheers to staying positive and healthy and sending so much love your way. Thank you so much for listening and thank you for your magic.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.